What?
Maybe Justin Partridge here also.
We're gonna have that too.
Seems to be a.
I'll talk today about Yom Kippurim. Okay, Dinam of Yom Kippur. If anybody's left tomorrow, maybe we'll do some Kiddushin. Maybe we'll do some more Yom Kippur. Okay. The Mishnah is talking about Chamisha Inuyim, and the Gemara derives it from Psukim, the last parak in Yuma. The whole first part of Mesuchta to the last parak is all about the Hakrovas HaKarbon. So the last parak is about the Inuyim. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim, various Psukim, that there is an institution of Chamisha Inuyim. The Machlok is Harishani, whether the Gemara meant it as an Asmachta or the Gemara meant it as a real Rosh Hashmur Derais. So that's on the first Mishnah in the last parak. The Tosis Shonim talks about it, and the Ran talks about it. The Rabbi Natam insists that all the Chamisha Inuyim is only with the Rabban, and only Achilu Shtiyah is the Raisa, because there's a Gemara in the Dorim, and the Gemara says towards the end of the Dorim that there's only Koris and Achilu Shtiyah. And Nefesh Shalos Suna Benichrusa, Koris is only on Achilu Shtiyah, no Koris on the other. So he said, how can it be? If it's all one Pasuk, how can it be that there's Koris on this and there's no Koris on the other one? Must be a raya that all the other Rinoim are wrong with the Rabban. That brings another raya. How come you have Kulis in the Mishnah? Akala Rechetzah says Paneho, and Achaya, Hayoledah says allowed to wear shoes, and the Melechetz Rechetzah says Paneho. What kind of term? If it's an Isa Deraisa, the only hat that you can have is a suffix Hakonis Nefashis. So the fact that they were so lenient in various cases itself is a Hechoche, that all the Rinoim are wrong with the Rabban. And from the Rambam would appear Alpi Pashtus. That's what in Shulchan Aruch they say. The Rambam would appear that the Rambam holds that all the Chamisha Inuyim are all their eyes. Either Taina Rabbein and Tam, how can it be that on this you have Koris, that you don't have Koris? So we just mentioned it's not such a murderous kasha. You have a pasuk that says you're not allowed to eat Dam. So the Gemara says that Dam Shana Shama Yotzebo Yechad Koris. When the animal bleeds to death, when you shecht an animal. So the Gemara says, the color of the dam, when it gushes out, when you shech the animal, changes. So based on the change of the color, you can tell when an animal starts to bleed, that's not called dam shanasham yotzibo. When the color of the dam changes, then you know the animal is dying. Then when it's dead already, then the blood changes back to a different color. So you can tell which is a dam shanasham yotzibo. So that is koris. A dam halev is koris. But dam evarim, let's say if you take a piece of meat, and you didn't salt it, and you squeeze out the blood, and you drink it, that'll be an Issa Deraisa, you get Malkus, but there won't be Koris on that. So it's counted as one lab in the Chumash, not called Dam Lo Sechelu. And sometimes it has Koris, sometimes it doesn't have Koris. It's not such a murderous kasha, what the Rabbi Natam was bothered with. How come you're so lenient? The Mishnah says we allow the Kala to wash her face, and the Melech washes his face. So the Tosis Hishonim on the first Mishnah and the last Perek poses that kasha. So he says he thinks that Rechitza is deraisa, according to those who shut him hold like that. Rechitza's kola guf is deraisa. If you only wash mitzvahs menugah, if you only wash the face, he says everybody would agree that's only midrabban. So everybody has the kasha on that. If Rechitza's kola guf is deraisa, Rechitza's mitzvahs menugah should be a chatzishir. Chatzishir should be asam in atara. Chatzishir should be asam in atara. That's the first sugya in the last parak in Yuma. So how can the Tosfos Rishonim say that Rechitza's kol haguf is, and they said the Raisa, Rechitza's mikzas min haguf, mikzas min haguf, just to wash the face, that's only the Rabban. So the answer is, you don't always say Chatzishir os min haTorah. There's a Meiri in the beginning of Shabbos on Dav Gimel, where the Meiri has a kasha. If you're not allowed to carry Dalan Amos Peshus HaRabim, that's an Issa Deraisa. If you carry Beis Amos and you put it down, should be Chatzishir Osman HaTorah. There's a Gemara that it's Mutar even with the Rabbana. That's a question. Is it Osman with the Rabbana? Is it Pasha Peshad Gemara? Is it even Mutar with the Rabbana? If you carry Pachas me Dalan Amos, that's Beferish Osman Rabbana. I pick something, I can carry Beis Amos and I put it down. I pick it up, I carry Beis Amos and I put it down. Pick it up and I carry Beis Amos and I put it down. So each one is out there. That's called pachas min dalam. But at the end of the day, I moved it more than dalam is away. So that's beferish asam of the rabban. And Tosis thinks that that's an isa the rabban chomer. Tosis divides the various isurim the rabban into different levels. Isa the rabban kal, isa the rabban chomer. So they say the kula nigmara called davishim mishum shvus lagoz rola ben ashmashes machleg satanaim. We pass on like that. Rebbe's kula the ben ashmashes. You're allowed to do things that are only asam of the rabbanon. If it's a makam mitzvah, it's a big shas hatchak. So Tosfos says that only applies to Issa de Rabbanan Kal, doesn't apply to Issa de Rabbanan Chomer. They say this and this is the Rabban Chama, because if you're not going to stop, you're not going to make the Hanacha each time after 2 hours, it's going to carry straight from here to here. That'll be Mamash. You're doing an Issa Deraisa, but you're doing with an Oifen, you make Hanacha every 2-3 hours. If you forget to make the Hanacha in the middle, you will have violated an Issa Deraisa. It's not like writing with the left hand. Not allowed to write with the left hand, because you may forget and write with the right hand. But writing with the left hand is never going to lead there. But over here, it's considered mochomer. Yeah. But to carry besamis, to pick out besamis, many hold that it's mutar even under Rabbanan. So why isn't a chatzishir osman adar? So the Miri Yen says that's not a chatzishir, that's a chatzi malocha. The dalan amis is part of the definition of the malocha. If you carry less than dalan amis, that's not called carrying chutz lirshusa. Dalan amis. The Balamor and the Ran write like that, and Masech Shabbos, Dalar Amos, Mekom Shalachefetz. So if I pick it up and I put it right down 5 Amos away, I was motzi from its original Mimokam Lamokam, Mishus Lushus. But if you carry base Amos, you didn't do anything. That's like carrying the house. That's tiltu. That's not called Hoitzah. Hoitzah means to be motzi from one Mishus to the other. That's called tiltu Biyam. So over here also, when you take a shower, you take a bath, that's a shower, that's a bath. You wash your face. People will say washing your face, it's along the lines of a shower. It's not bathing. You washed your face. You bathe, you mean you bathe the whole body. In English, they're different words. Chitzis kolaguf is one thing. Chitzis mitzman aguf is you're washing the face. You don't say I bathed my face. I washed the whole body. I took a bath. I bathed. I took a shower. That's one thing. So you don't always say chatzishir asman atar. Yeah, that raises a problem which the Chasam Sofer asked in the Chidush Eman, the last parak in Yuma. The Gemara, the Bavli quotes the Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish in the beginning of the last parak in Yuma by eating on Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur is because HaNefesh HaShalosa Una. So the Gemara says, Chatzishir is Asman HaTorah because Chazer Litz Tarufe. Let's say if you eat a little bit of Chazer, so you're not like, if you eat a whole Kazais of Chazer, you are like it. So if you just eat a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, it adds up altogether, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. If you eat a little bit, that's a mikzas of the aver. But say, on Yom Kippur, it's not just a shir of, it's not just a din of achir. It's a shir of yishuv adas. The Gemara says, yishuv edaita. That's why the shir is different. By drinking, the shir is bigger. By drinking, the shir is smaller. In Kala Tarakula, the shir usually, the Kohen Kedah Rama, the shir, if you drink treif wine or something, so the shir is a revis. And on Yom Kippur, the shir for drinking is Malay Lugma, which is a rubber beast by an Adam Beidani. It depends how gigantic the mouth is. If it's Og Malach HaBoshen, so the Malay Lugma will be more than a revius. By a normal person, by an Adam Beidani, Malay Lugma is a rubber beast, so it'll be less than a revius. And eating food, the Gemara said, does make a difference. For Og Malach HaBoshen, or for midget, the shir for eating food is Kosebis Agas. Gemara says, Instead of shir being kazayis, usually from macholos asuris, shir is kazayis. Here the shir is kosevus agas. So kosevus agas is bigger than a kazayis, and the malay dugma by an adam beinani is smaller than a revis. Akum, everything is kakait, everything is different. Gemara says kim lehuler abanan. Here it's a din of yisuvi daita, because nefesh shalosin. It depends on the nisim as nafshe seichel. So that's what the chasam sofer. How can you say there's a chatzi shir avinui? If you eat food on Yom Kippur till it accomplishes Yisuv Edaita, then you violated the real Issa, then you chayv koris, and you bring a chatas if you ate it b'shogeg. If you didn't know the din, or you forgot, your watch stopped, and you didn't realize that it's Yom Kippur. But if you're going to eat a chatzishir of Yisuv Edaita, there is no chatzishir. In fact, it says so in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Hilchas Kiddush, the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, when you make Kiddush, whenever you say bracha lakos, kiddush avdola, something like that, so you have to drink amvarach tzarch sheitam. The Gemara says v'kama amish, you have to sit. Gemara says maloy lugmav, you have to drink a maloy lugmav. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kiddush, the Mechaber quotes a machlokes. What if, let's say, I'm sitting with my wife and we have nine children. So let's say I make kiddush and I take a sip. My wife takes a sip. All the nine children, everybody takes a sip. The whole cup of wine is gone, but no one person drank a maloy lugma. But altogether, all the wine disappeared. So the 2 days in the Mechaber where they came in mitzar from maloy lugma from more than one person. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bi'ur Agra there, he just probably quoted from the Rishonim. Probably, usually the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Beis Yosef from the Rishonim. the explanation once in a while. He says original, usually just quoting. So here he's probably quoting. I didn't check it up. So he says, how can you say that chatzis shir for me and chatzis shir for you is mitzdarv? There is no chatzis shir v'yisuvidaita. There is no chatzis shir v'yisuvidaita. So that's such a strong svara. It's a pella. How can the Gemara, how can the Bavli quote the Rishalmi, quotes the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish in Masechus Trumas by a czar. It's not allowed to eat truma. If he eats truma, it's misa v'dei shamayim. So what if he eats less than a kazayas? Okay, so there. That's an isa. A czar is not allowed to do achila. So there you say that chozil it's tarufe. But the Bavli quotes the original Machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish is on eating on Yom Kippur. Eating Yom Kippur, the shear has to do with Yisuvi Daito. So if you're eating less than a shear, so like the Vilna Gaon said, it's not even a chatzi shear. It's like the Miri's Moshel of carrying two Amos. It's not a chatzi shear of Dalet Amos. It's like the Tosis Shalom said, if you wash your face, it's not a chatzi shear of taking a shower. So how come the Bavli quotes the original Machlokes by Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur should be the case that they all agree that chatzi shear should be Mutam and Atur. Shouldn't count at all. So the Chasam Sefer just says, you see from this Gemara that in addition to the Isser of the Nisan, there's another Isser Achila on Yom Kippur. Where's the Mokker? Where's the Mokker in Chumash? How can it be? The Shiva is Kosevis Agasa. If you eat a Kazayis, that's called Achila. You're not Chayv Koris for that. It's very unclear. The Kasha is better than the Teretz. Anyway, this is Nagel Alocha. This din of Chatzishir is Nagel Alocha. The Gemara has a whole sugi in the end of Maseches Yuma when let's say a person has to violate an Issa in order to save his life. So we say Pekoch Nefesh Decha Kol HaTor Kula, with the exceptions of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rais and Shvichus Dovim, that you say Yehoreg LaYaveh, you're not allowed to save your life by violating any of those three Averus HaChamuras. So the Gemara says, what if a person's in a concentration camp and he's going to die unless he eats some food, he needs some nourishment? He has a choice. He can either eat chazer, which is an isa lab, or he can eat tebel, which is an isa misa b'dei shamayim. Or he's a zar, he's not a kohen, he can eat truma. Truma is misa b'dei shamayim, if a zar eats. So Gemara says it's better to eat the chazer than to eat the tebel or the truma, because malchus is less than misa b'dei shamayim. So the kalal and the Gemara has a whole sugya. Machila moso hakal hakal tchila. Whenever you have to violate an averit, in order to do pikuach nefesh, he tried to violate the least of all of the averus. try to violate the least of them. So you have to figure out what's considered. The Gemara has discussions. What's considered a lesser chomer avera? What is considered more chomerdik avera? That's what the Gemara says. Shochten lechayla b'shabbos. The doctor says the chayla has to eat some flesh, some chicken on Shabbos, otherwise he's going to die. So the Gemara says you're permitted to shecht on Shabbos, even though shochet is a malacha derais on Shabbos, but because Shabbos you're allowed to. So the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha. Why don't you just go to the Goyish restaurant, you get some tray for food. If you shochet l'chayla b'Shabbos, that's an Issa Koris, that's an Issa Misa. Chal Shabbos is an Issa Misa, an Issa Koris. If you eat chazer from a tray for a restaurant, it's only an Issa Lav. So shouldn't you say machila mosa akala kal tchila? It's better to violate an Issa Lav than to violate an Issa Koris. So the Rishonim give different answers on their kasha. Some Rishonim say that if you're going to shechet l'chayla, you're only going to do an avera once. It's going to be one avera chamura of Mechal Shabbos. If you're going to eat flesh on Shabbos, nevela flesh, every kazais is going to be another isa. And the chayla needs a few kazaisim. He has to eat. So it's better to violate one avera chamura once rather than to violate several averas kalas several times. So that's a question, is that true? So the Rishonim give a different answer. That the chayla is going to hear that they bought it from a tray for a restaurant, is going to throw it up. He's not used to eating non-kosher food. A lot of people in a lot of Jews in the concentration camp, they died from malnutrition because they didn't want to eat the treifas. They didn't want to eat the chazer. They didn't want to eat the nevela. They just couldn't take it. So they're different. It's a big question. The Russian, the Iran, the end of Yuma, they talk about that kasha. Why do you say shech and the chayla b'shabbos? Why don't you say you should ask anochri to shech the behena? And give the Jew es nochi to cook it. So everything you'll only violate the rabbanans of Amir Liakum, and then you'll violate Iser Nevela as opposed to violating Chilul Shabbos. So the rule is whenever you have to do an aver in order to save someone's life, machil masa hakala kal tchila. So here on Yom Kippur, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a person is a chayla and he has to eat on Yom Kippur, otherwise he's going to die, there's a chashash he may die, safik sakana. So if you have him eat a little bit now and you wait, and you have him eat a little bit half an hour later, eat a little bit half an hour later, so if you eat pachas pachas mikashir, pachas pachas mikashir, like pachas pachas midal ramas, means at the end of the day, I carried 100 amas, but I kept on putting down the chayfets every 2 amas. Kept on putting it down, picking up, putting it down. So pachas pachas mikashir. At the end of the day, he ate the whole steak. The chayla on Yom Kippur, he ate a whole regular meal, but he ate each time he ate pachas mikashir. So that's less of an avera. To eat pachas pachas mikashir, chatzi shir is an avera deraisa, but there's no chorus on that. As opposed to if he will sit and eat the whole steak with asachas, that will be an isa chorus. So since the din is that whenever you have to do an avera to save one's life, for the sake of pikuach nefesh, we insist on doing it hakal akal tchilo. So hakal akal is to eat pachas pachas mikashir. We mentioned there's a line in the Mishnah Berurah that most people don't pay attention to. Mishnah Berurah writes, "What's Yadua Rab Soloveitchik used to tumble about Rab Chaim Tzak, that when his father Rab Moshe Soloveitchik took his first Rabbonis in Europe, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik made him promise them with a tkiyas kaf. He shook his hand and made him swear that he's going to paskin like he paskin by the choyle sheish b'sakan on Yom Kippur. You don't insist he should eat pachas pachas mikashir." So the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas, he wrote the commentary on the Shiltas when he was a teenager, I think 17 years old or something. So he writes, he came to Volozhin, I think, when he was 13, I think a little before the Bar Mitzvah, after the Bar Mitzvah or something. And he married the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter, Rabitzel of Volozhin, was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the son of Rab Chaim Volozhin. The Netziv didn't know Rab Chaim Volozhin, but he knew Rabitzel of Volozhin. He married his daughter. He writes that when he came to the Sheba, the Nachlas David was still alive. Nachlas David wrote a sefer on Baba Kama, Baba Tzeb, David Tebel. And he said the name Rab Chaim Volozhin, that this was his psak, this was the psak HaMekubal in Volozhin, that if what Rab Chaim, what Rab Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Rab Chaim, that if a person is a chole sheish b'sakana, you have meat regular meal. You don't have meat pachas pachas mikashir. If a person is healthy, he's not sick, and the doctors say, but if he's going to fast on Yom Kippur, this may put him into sakana. So he's not a chodesh, he's not a chodesh esh b'sakana yet. He's a healthy person. It's a sakana. If he's going to fast, it may cause him to be b'sakana. So then if he can avoid it by having pochus pochus mikashir, that's hakal hakal tchil. But if the person already is a chodesh esh b'sakana, let's say the guy has a condition, and they're treating it, but the condition a guy has cancer and is taking chemotherapy, and you have to drink a lot when you have the chemotherapy. But his mom's a chayla mesukan already. The man is a chayla mesukan. He needs more chemotherapy. So then the Rab Chaim paskan, like Rab Chaim Volozhin. That was the tradition in Volozhin. There's no din of pachas pachas mikashir. Why not? So the Brisker Rav wrote in his Sefer on the Rambam that people had tainus against my father, why he's so mekel on Hilchas Yom Kippur. And my father, Rab Chaim, said, "I'm not a mekel, I'm a machman hilchas pikuach nefesh." What was it based on? So it's based on the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah claims in his commentary on the side of the Rambam that if you have a chole sheyesh bo sakana, the Rambam writes, you give him, the Magid Mishnah interprets in the Rambam that you do malachas on Shabbos to give him kol tzarach. Let's say a person is deathly sick in the hospital and they're going to try to save his life. He has cancer and they have to do surgery. His mom's deathly sick, they have to try to save his life. And part of the medical recommendation is he should eat meals. He should try to keep healthy. So the Rambam says, the Magid Mishnah learns Pshat in the Rambam, we take care of kol tzorach, of the chayav, take care of, even if there's a tzorach, that's not going to make or break his life. We don't think there's a chance he's going to die because of this. But you do whatever is normal to do for a person. And this, whatever you would do on a weekday, the Rambam says, the Rambam says, you treat Shabbos like chol. So the Magid Mishnah, you treat Shabbos like chol, you take care of kol tzarachot. Not just those tzarachim that you think may cause him to die. You take care of all of the tzarachim. So that's what Rab Chaim said over here. Kol tzarachot on Shabbos means take care of everything. take care of everything. So here also, even things that you don't think are gonna cause him to die. So on Chayla, on Yom Kippur, if he's a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana, so called Tzeracha means that he eats a normal meal.
Are we going to take this very far? Let's say he says...
wants to watch television.
Yeah.
Strictly speaking, it would probably be Mutter. Because he's gone out of his mind in the hospital. So he says, please, turn on the television. So Mr. Abedin is probably Mutter for a Jew to turn on the television also. But we don't go so far. Okay. So there's a long Bir Alocha. So the Bir Alocha attacks the Mechaba. Why the Mechaba quoted the Magen Mishnah? He has a very long Bir Alocha. He shows around 7-8 rayas that the Magen Mishnah is wrong. There is no such thing. Rav Velvel explains one by one every kasha of the Bir Alocha, why it's not a kasha. He says all those cases are talking the guy is healthy, but if he won't do something on Shabbos, he will fall into a sakana. He would talk in person is already in a sakana. He already is in a situation of a sakana. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah says this also, but people don't pay attention to that. Mishnah Berurah says, by your ledes, first 3 days, then you give akala kaltchila. You don't do kol tzarach, but he says, the person is a chayla mesuk, and you give him regular meals. You don't tell him to eat pachas mikishir. But people usually skip that Mishnah Berurah. So the common psak, the most of the rabban, they don't want to spend time to figure out. They say everybody should eat pachas mikishir. So it's a chumrah. Okay, the machmer for the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the Magen Mishnah. He thinks we shouldn't pasma like that. But what happens is it turns out to be a kula because people think pachas mikishir is even mutter v'chayot hashem sakana. So that's not correct. The Minchas Chinuch points out when the Sefer Chinuch writes this din about eating pachas mikishir, it sounds like he allows it for chayot hashem sakana. Minchas Chinuch says, how can it be chayot hashem sakana? He's not allowed to eat anything. Chatzishir asam in atayra. It's only mutter tino chatzishir if there's a suffix sakana. So how can the Chinuch write a difference between the chayot hashem b'sakana and chayot hashem b'sakana? So the Brisker Rav in the Sefer explained, no, we're talking everybody has a sakana. If he is already a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, then there's no dinner pochas mikashir. If you're afraid that by fasting he will become misukan, so then we insist on pochas mikashir, because machil mosa akal akal tchil. But if he already is the chayla sheyesh bo sakana, then there's no dinner pochas. Yeah. It's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. That is correct. There in Hill, he's not talking about fasting. Here in Yom Kippur, he's talking about fasting. So he says, "Bachelosh yesh b'sakana." You don't tell him to eat pachas bin shir. And there he's talking about chilul Shabbos. But Rav Chaim said it's all the same thing. Everything is the same.
So according to this, kal chila is that we would give him pachas bin shir because it's a lower level of sederaisa.
Right, correct.
It's still a sederaisa.
It's also manatar, but there's no chorus. There's only chorus if you eat a kishir. If you eat less than a kishir, there's no chorus. But it's an isa deraisa. So that's hakal akal chila.
Why would there be no
thing why it's
inappropriate?
We wouldn't say like wait for him to become a sakana. We wouldn't say like wait until he's healthy person, but we're afraid he's going to fast and he may go into a sakana. So then the Mishnah Berurah shows that the din is machila masa pachas pachas mikishir because that's hakala kal tchila. But if he already is a chayla mesukan, he already is in a state of sakana, we're trying to pull him out of the state of sakana, then the din is called tzarachav. So called tzarach means you let him eat normal meals, you don't make him crazy.
So just the halacha, if someone had like a migraine because they're sick, I don't know, couldn't fast so well, you would not be able to give them like a little bit of...
Absolutely not. There's no suffix sakana at all. This chumrah that all the rabbanim is this pachas, I mean, that's like a heta. Everybody can have pachas. It's not mutter. People think if a chayla shem sakana, pachas. Not true. That's the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. What is the Sefer Chinuch talking about? So the Brisker Rav answers, no, he meant if you're already a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, then there's no din of pachas. You eat kol tzarach, you eat normal. If you're a healthy person, but if you're going to fast, this will put you into a sakana, then we have a din of pachas. Yeah, how much is pachas mikishir? So, kosevus agasa, Sebes Agasa, the Gemara says it's more than a kazais, but it's less than a kebetz. Less than a beitz. Less than a beitz of beininus. We don't see any beitz of beininus. When I was growing up, you would buy eggs in the store, there would be beitz of beininus. Now, all the beitz of beininus, they make mayonnaise, they do other things, you never see it. You either see large or jumbo. Maybe my wife only buys large or jumbo, but I haven't seen. Nizgadlo hashiurim. I haven't seen eggs like when I was a little boy. There used to be smaller eggs. Now they don't sell those eggs in the store anymore. So the beitz that we have are not beitz of beininus. It's a beitz of gedolus. Because Sebes Agasa, the Gemara says in the last parak in Yuma, is larger than a kazais, but it's smaller than a beitz of beininus. Someone told me that he has to eat on Yom Kippur, so he was telling me he's going to eat pachas b'kashia, because the doctor said it's a sakana if he fast. He used to be a Rebbe here in the yeshiva. And so he told me he's going to eat, what did he tell me? A protein bar, something like that. Something that has a lot of protein in it. You have to ask the doctor, what? If you're not going to eat a whole steak, you're not going to eat a whole meal. So ask the doctor, what should you eat in the pachas mikashir? Okay? Yeah, how much? So that's the shir for kasevas agas. It's bigger than a kazais, but it's smaller than a beitz of beininus. How much is malay lugma? So by an ordinary beinini, it depends how big the mouth is. Mishnah says beferish. Malay lugma depends on each person. Like malay chofna, Torah Simon Daka, depends on how big the hands of the kain gadol are. If he's oig malay haboshin kain gadol, then you need more for malay chofna, Torah Simon Daka. Same thing, what do you call it? Kmitza. The Mishnah says the kmitza depends on the kain's fist. If he has a bigger fist, they need the kometz is going to be bigger. The shurim depend on each person individually. So it's usually by an adam benini, by an average size mouth, is going to be a roiv of a revius. The mission says that oichel v'amashka not mitzdar from yachad, because they're not shurim shovim. The shurim are not the same. So you can have oichel pochus if a person is a, if there's a suffix akon, you can have oichel pochus mikushir, and mashke pachas mikashir, and then just wait a few minutes, the shir k'dachilas pras, and then you can eat again, oichel and mashke. You don't have to pause between the oichel and the mashke, because they're not mitzvah from yachad. How long is k'dachilas pras? So pras is either machleke satanoim, in a Mishnah in Erevin, it's a shayla and shulchan aruch, we pask on machleke zavishan, three beitzim or four beitzim. The amount of time that it would take to eat three beitzim or four beitzim of what? Of what? So by shoy b'bayis ha-menuga in Parshas in Chumash in Parshas Metzora, there's a din of tzaras batim. So if a person is nichnas la-bayis and he walks out, he becomes tamei. But the begadim that he's wearing don't become tamei. If he's carrying the begadim in his hand, he becomes tamei immediately. The begadim becomes tamei immediately. But if he's wearing all the begadim and the socks and the shoes and everything, he becomes tamei right away. The begadim only becomes tamei. He says ha-oichal b'bayis. Chabay says begadim. Mar says why ha-oichal b'bayis? Depends whether he eats or he doesn't eat. Mar says no. Oichel b'bayis means if he shoya kedei achilos pras. If he stays in the bayis hamenug long enough to eat a pras pas chitim meisav oichel b'lifton, the amount of time that it would take to eat a pras is a half of a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread is more than shtei sudas. What's the significance of more than shtei sudas? That's for eruve tchumen. If you want to go chutz l'tchum, so you have to make a eruve tchumen. We paskin the whole institution of tchumen is only the rabbanon. The Rambam, the Mechaber paskin that the tchumen yud beis milu deraisa, but Ashkenazim paskin that all of tchumen is only the rabbanon. So according to us, eruv tchumen is only mid the rabbanon. According to the Rambam and the Mechaber, that yud beis milu is deraisa. So that's a shaila. Would that help? I'm going to leave an eruv tchumen and I'll be able to walk another yud beis milu. I leave Erev Tchumen after 11 and a half mil to be enable me to walk another 11 and a half mil. The institution of Erev Tchumen exists on the level of Deraisa, according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, the Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa, but he's saying, no, the whole institution of Erev Tchumen is only the Rabban. So the Bir Halacha raises that question. He has a Ramban who says that it's Deraisa. That's very surprising, that the institution of Erev Tchumen exists on the level of Deraisa, according to the Tana Rebbe Akiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that Tchumen Alpayim Amma is Deraisa. Alpayim Amma is one mil. Alpayim Amma is, according to Rabbi Kiva, is Deraisa. Or if you hold Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa, according to the Rambam, the Mechaber, then there will be a Ruve Tchumen. It's a big chiddush. So the Gemara says, how much do you need for a rube trumen? So you need more than shtei sudas. What does it mean, more than shtei sudas? You can bakol mi arvin. That's the name of the perik, the third perik in it. Bakol mi arvin. You can make an eruv etchumen with whatever you want. So if you leave challah, you have to leave enough challah. That's normal to eat in two meals. If you leave gefilte fish, you have to leave so much gefilte fish. How much a person would eat in two meals? If you leave pickles, you have to leave how much pickles would you use in two meals. If you're leaving wine, how much wine is it normal to drink in two meals? You need mazon shtei sudas. So mazon shtei sudas and bread is the machlokes hatanoim. The machlokes in the Mishnah there, how much mazon sudachas? Mazon sudachas is three beitzim or four beitzim. So today, achilas pras, pras means, Rashi always quotes, the pasuk in Yeshayah says, halafros l'royev lachmecha, the rich people should break off part of their bread and give it to the poor man. Poor man that doesn't have anything to eat. Halafros l'royev lachmecha, give the poor man something to eat. So if you have a big challah, that's more than shtei sudos, how much is that? Either six beitzim or eight beitzim, that's a machlokes hatanoim. And you break in half, then you're going to have mazon suda achas, exactly in half. You're going to have mazon suda achas. So how much is that? Is it three beitzim or is it four beitzim? So that's the machlokes hatanoim. So the Mishnah says the din. The pasuk says in Chumash, oichal babayis echabeis es begodav. If you enter a bais of menugin, you become tummy immediately, but you begodim that you're wearing on still tar. If you show a babayis, if you stay there so long that you could have eaten a pras, Mazon suda achas, not mazon shtoich, babayis mean one suda, not two sudas. Mazon suda, how much is a pras, either three beitzim or four beitzim of bread? Pras pas chitim, mesa beichel beliftin. The different kinds of bread will take you different amounts of time to eat. So you have to measure by oichel pras pas chitim, three or four beitzim of bread made from wheat. Mesa beichel beliftin means you're dipping it into a salad dressing, so it'll be moister, so it'll be easier to swallow it down. That's the shear. So the Alad of Achrayim assume that is the shear for Achilas Pras and Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Ben Chaschinuch says, no, that's only by Bayis HaManuga. You're not eating anything. He's like, just shoya babayis. But the Chumash says, oichel babayis. Means he's shoya kedei achila. Kedei achila of what? Surachas. Surachas of what? Of pickles, of wine, of gefilte fish. No, pas. What kind of pot? Pras pas chitim, mesa beichel beliftin. Kach nemar halachal Moshe Messina. But if you're eating matzah on Pesach night, you have to eat a kazais tuk dachilas pras of this matzah. And if you're drinking hot coffee, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravi, what's the shear tziruf by Mashkin? Mechaber quotes the machlokes in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, where the shear, the Ravi is, the Rambam says, the shear by Mashkin is kadesh, let's say revius. You drink trefa wine, so you drink a revius. Tor kadesh tias revius. Means we don't give you any pausing at all. Eating food, you can pause a little bit, as long as it's a little bit in the beginning, a little bit at the end. Tuchat so she eat and talk the achilas pras of each other. But as far as drinking, the Rambam says we don't give you any right to pause at all. You have to drink a revius, tor kadesh tias revius. So the Raibit is masik on the Rambam. It's against the beferish and mishnah increases. A Mishnah and a whole sugi increase in beferish. They're drinking. The shear tzirup is also good. Achilas pras. How did the Rambam say the shear is beli hefsek at all? Revius tok deish tis revius. So the Rambam has a teretz. The Rambam has a teretz. The Minchas Chinuch has half of the teretz, but he doesn't have the whole teretz. He asks, he still gets stuck. So the Brisker Rav has in the Shurim Anazir. He gives you the whole teretz on it. He starts off with the Minchas Chinuch's half of teretz. He shows that the Rambam sometimes has Revius tok de achilas pras. Sometimes it's kazayas tok de shtias revius. And sometimes it's revius tok de shtias revius. Sometimes kazayas tok de achilas pras. It all depends on different factors. So the Biskrov explains the whole story. So when the Shulchan Aruch says about, let's say if a person is drinking coffee, so we assume the Rambam says you have to drink a revius in order to say bari nefashas. Tosis is not so convinced that it's revius. Maybe the shear is Maloy Lugmav. Tosis in Yuma. Tosis in Sukkah. Maybe the shear for Bracha Achrayna is Maloy Lugmav. But in Shulchan Aruch, they don't pass like that. They pass on the shear for Bracha Achrayna. The Bar Nefash is a revius. So the revius you should drink, according to the Rai, Tok De Achilas Pras. Tok De Achilas Pras of what? took the achilas. So the Minchas Chinah says not achilas pras of paschit and meis of liyachol b'miftah. Took the achilas pras of coffee, and that's the famous machlokes achrona. What if you're drinking burning hot coffee and you can't drink it so quickly? You're drinking it as quickly as you can, so you drank a revius, took kedei shtias revius, a burning hot coffee. But it took you a long time because you don't want to burn your throat. That's not normal. So some achrenim say you judge by this particular food depending how burning hot it is. The others say no, you're drinking coffee, so you could have had iced coffee, could have had room temperature coffee. So the sheer tok kedei shtias revius or tok kedei achilas pras, if you all like the rivet, depends not on burning hot coffee, depends on room temperature coffee. So the Minhas Chinuch says the Achrayim had a machlokes. The Shari Tshuva quotes it next to the Beheit. The Achrayim had a machlokes whether the toch kedei shtias revius or toch kedei achilas pras of the burning hot coffee depends on hot coffee, room temperature coffee. So you see that the shir is depends on the food that you're eating. They just argue burning hot coffee has its own shir or no? Coffee is coffee. You have to measure by room temperature. But if you're eating pickles, you don't measure by paschitim. If you're drinking coffee, you don't measure by paschitim. If you're eating bread, you measure by paschitim. Every other food depends. Is it a dry food that gets caught, that gets stuck in your throat? Some the different kinds of challah. Sometimes challah is dry and it gets stuck, or it's moist and it gets stuck in your throat. And other foods go down faster. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch claims. So he says, you can't give a shir. The Mishnah Berurah says, shir is 9 minutes. He quotes Chassam, shir is 9 minutes. Shir is 9 minutes, whatever you're eating. How can it be? So the Chassam Sof is working on the assumption that everything is paschit and mesa v'yechot b'liftan. So he gives a shir kavua. Even on the 9 minutes, most of the Achronim disagree. They say the Chassam Sof made this whole calculation based on the Gemara by Mamad Likin. They all disagree. They say it's way less than 9 minutes. They say it's, some say it's 3 minutes, some say 4 minutes. It's nowhere near 9 minutes. Much less than 9 minutes. But there's nothing lost if you're machmer. The guy can be full. He can overeat. If you're going to eat, you wait every 9 minutes. You eat less than a shear. 9 minutes less than a shear. He can overeat on Yom Kippur. He can throw up from eating so much. He's not going to die if he's going to wait 9 minutes in between the first chatzis shear and the next chatzis shear. So it may as well be machmer for the 9 minutes. Yeah, avada. Avada. In order to bench birchas hamazon, you have to have kazayis tuchkedei achilas pras. What's exactly the definition of oichel hamashke? So that's one of the topics that we speak about. So the Gemara, one of the sources, is there in the last perek in Yuma. The Gemara says, when you have, let's say, a vegetable salad, and then you have salad dressing on top. So let's say there are salad dressings that pour like water. Some of them are thicker, they have more mayonnaise, and others pour like water. So even the salad dressing that pours like water, tzir shal gabi hayerek, is mitztaref to the shir of kesevus hagasa. Why? Because it's dina koichel, it's not dina kemashke. Why? But it pours like water. So the answer is, the definition of oichel hamashke is not solid versus liquid, but rather food versus beverage. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyodim, that how much soup do you have to drink in order to say bar nefashis? So he says, kezayis. Why is it kezayis? Why not revius? Because soup is a food. Soup is a maichel. Even though it's very liquidy, that's not the definition of a mashke. Mashke is water, milk, soda, coffee, a beverage that people drink when they're thirsty. If a person thirsty, has nothing else to drink, so he'll drink soup also. But basically, soup is not a mashke. Basically, soup is a liquid form of an oichel. So the mocker is this Gemara. Moshe has a tshuva, he disagrees with that. Chayyodim. He thinks that it's a mistake. He reinterprets the Gemara. He thinks that soup is a mashke, and the shir should be revius, it shouldn't be kazais. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Chayyodim, and it's based on this Gemara, about tzir shal gabi hayerek.
What does everything about ice cream?
I remember when I was a little boy, my father had Torah journals from Europe, before I was born, from the 1930s. So they wrote, they introduced ice cream into Europe. Where it probably started in America. I don't know. Where did ice cream begin? I think all the good things began in America. So I imagine ice cream probably began in America. So they had ice cream in Europe, maybe it began in Europe, I don't know. So they had the shaila, whether the shear for bracha achrayna is kezayis or avias. Ice cream is not a beverage that people drink. You don't swallow it till it melts in your mouth. But it's an oichon. It's not a mashke. The pashtus is. That was their shaila. When you eat it, when you put it in your mouth, it's a solid. But then you wait to swallow it till it liquefies in your mouth. Should you treat it like a solid or like a liquid? It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter whether it's solid or liquid. It's not a beverage. So the pashtus is that it should be an oichon. I think it shouldn't be a mashke.
If someone's having soup for dessert, they would make a shahakul.
Someone's having
soup for dessert, they would make shahakul because it's akide kafa, it's not kilo, because we don't make brachas on shtia during the meal.
Someone's having soup for the what?
Why
should
he
say
that soup is
what?
Dino kemacha?
Yeah.
And also ice cream. So those things that we should make if it's dessert.
A dessert means if you're full. If you're full already,
and you're, having
you're not really hungry, then you serve bracha on a dessert. Yeah.
So
if you serve cake. So if the person is still hungry and that he's eating the cake in order to fill himself up, then it says in Shulchan Aruch that you don't serve bracha. It's another course in the meal. But if the person is full, and then they serve the cake, so the cake is a dessert. It's not called varma by machmas asuda, right? So then you serve bracha on the cake.
But if it was a drink, we wouldn't say that. If the person's having more water at the end of the meal, more.
Yeah, then you don't say bracha. Yeah.
So then, if it's, how do we judge a soup? Is it nidon
kemashke? I think it's a separate michel. You have to figure out what bracha to say. Okay, if it's vegetable soup, then you say ha'adama. Even if you strained out all the vegetables in Gemara, you still say ha'adama because it was cooked with the vegetables. The Gemara has a din in the Les Perek and Yuma that one who eats achila gasav yam kippur is not chayv koris. So in Shulchan Aruch they explain, what do you mean? He's sitting and eating and eating and eating so much till he eats, he overeats. So he's chayv koris from the beginning. So they say, no, he ate so much on Erev Yom Kippur that he's not hungry at all. And then he eats on Leil Yom Kippur, he's stuffed already. But if he sits and eats on Yom Kippur till he eats so much till he overeats, then he's chayv koris for the beginning of the eating. So that's a shaila. Nigmar says there, if you eat Achilu gasa on Yom Kippur, you're not chayv koris. And as Zar Shochal Truma B'Shoigig has to give Kerem B'Chaymish, Ishke Ochel Kodesh B'Shgogo, V'yosu Chamashi Sa'ol, V'nasan L'Koynes HaKodesh. So that's only Keyochel Prat L'Mazik. So the Gemara says, if he eats Achilu gasa of Truma, Zar Shochal Truma, Achilu gasa, is not chayv Kerem B'Chaymish, is not chayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Usually, as Zar Shochal Truma, B'mezid is chayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim, but if he eats Achilu gasa not. So Tosis assumes in different Masechtos, in Nozer, in the last parak of Pesachim, Tosis assumes that this din of Achila Gasa is in Kol HaTorah Kula, this such halacha. So that's what Tosis discusses. There's a Gemara in the middle of Nozer, around Chav Gimel or so. The Gemara says that if a person eats Korban Pesach Achila Gasa, he, the mitzvah min amuvchar, he didn't fulfill, but the mitzvah of Achila Korban Pesach, he was Yaitzim. So Tosis says, how can it be? But Achila Gasa is not called Achila. And call it Tarakula, so Tesla comes up with the Chiddush, that there are two types of Achila Gas. One Achila Gas, he really is not hungry, but he ate some more. But that's, so then, he the mitzvah min amufcha like Ovid, he didn't yotze the mitzvah min amufcha l'achilas korban pesach, he should eat it, kidei lesbo miman, he should eat it to litei oven, but he is yotze the korban pesach. But then there's another kind of Achila Gas. His mom is stuffed to the nose, and he's going to eat more, he's going to throw up. He's kotzben machol, he's kotzben zon, he can't stand it. So that's Tosis Hol, that's not called achil and kolot terkula. The second one, achil agas, not called achil and kolot terkula. So that's Tosis Shita, that the Gemara only gave two examples in the last paragraph of Yuma. One is eating on Yom Kippur achil agas, and one is eating Zashach of Truma achil agas. So Tosis assumes that these were two dugmaos, it's really a dinner kolot terkula. The Kevinor there on the last paragraph. No, the Kavanah is a Nazir, thinks that the Gemara only quoted two cases. That's the Rav Soloveitchik also learned in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam seems to hold that it's all, the Rambam never formulated it as a general klal in Kol HaTorah. Rambam just quotes the two cases that the Gemara quoted by Achila B'Yom Kippurim and by Zar Shochal Truma. So the Karanora sort of explains it. Rav Soloveitchik explained it a little more, but basically the same as the Karanora. that by Yom Kippur it's not an Isar Achil, it's a din of the Inisim. So if he eats Achil Gasa, it's Kotz B'Macholai, that's not a violation of Inui. That's not a violation of Inisim. And Zah Shachal Truma B'Mezid B'Shoigeg, that's a different reason. So Soloveitchik explained that one a little better than the Kerenari. The Kerenari gives the whole Hesper by Yom Kippur, because the Inisim is different, the Shir Achil and Shtia is different, because it depends on Yisur V'Daita. So, but by Zah Shachal Truma, so that Rav Soloveitchik schmaltzed it up a little bit, explained it a little better, that the Yisur Bazar eating Truma is Bitl Mitzvasa. It's Mitzvasa that the Kohen should eat the Truma, whatever is Oymed Lachila, he should eat. Whatever is Oymed Lishtia, he should drink. Whatever is Oymed Lesicha, he should be Soch. So let's say you have Shemesh Shal Truma and you drink it. Or you have Yain Shal Truma and you smear it on the body. So the Rambam says the Kohen is Mevatl Mitzvasa. Whatever is Oymed Lachila, he should eat. Whatever is Oymed Lishtia, he should drink. Whatever is Oymed Lesicha, he should smear on the body. So if a Zar does the same as the Kohen was supposed to do, and he's a Zar, so that's Bitl Mitzvasa. But if the Kohen is supposed to eat it in normal Achila. You should eat it in a normal way. If the Kohen will eat the Truma Achila Gasa, that's like, it's not Oymed to be eaten Achila Gasa. Oymed L'Achila, Oymed L'Shtia, Oymed L'Sicha. Everything has an Oymed L'Mitzvasa. So if the Kohen will eat it Achila Gasa, he won't be Yotze the Mitzvah, it's not proper. So if the Zar eats the Truma Achila Gasa, so he's not chayv nisi b'dei shemayim because he didn't really do a bitl mitzvasa. If the Kohen would have done like that, he wouldn't have fulfilled the mitzvasa of the truma. So it's a local din in Yom Kippur, it's a local din in truma, and the two are not connected, according to the Rambam. It's not that there's a tzara shavu shabem, chil gas and kol atarkula is lav shmar chil. That's the shayla, the Rambam and the Taisus. Yeah. The Shagasari has a famous chiddush that a lot of the later posts can quote. The Rivna, the Gemara says that if you eat treif for food, shaloka derech achilosa, it's only nisa derabanan. Let's say a person takes a treif of salami straight out of the freezer, it's hot like a rock, and he eats the salami. That's not normal. Normal people don't eat it. They wait till they defrost it, they wait till it goes down to room temperature, they warm it up to eat it, whatever. But you don't eat the hot dogs and the salami hot like a rock. So if a person eats like that, shalok and derech achilas is only an isa derabbanan, and bakal Hashem b'sakana, we would be mekal on that. So the Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule. One is basa b'cholam, one is klay akerem, because the Chumash never writes it b'loshan achila. Whenever it says, lo sochol kol neveya, only achila ke derech achilas. But by basa b'cholam it says, lo sevashel, and we derive that it's asam achila from some yalfusa. Never says lo sochol. And by klay akerem also never says b'loshan achila, and Tugdash, so therefore even Shloka Derech Achilosa would be an Issa Derais. So that's what the Shagasari has a Chiddush, and the later Poskim quoted La'alochem, that on Yom Kippur also it says, Anefesh HaShalosa Una. So they think that Shloka Derech Achilosa would constitute an Issa Derais. Yeah. There is a Gemara in Maseches Brochus. The Gemara has a discussion. If a person accepted a tainus, let's say, has yortzeit, the chosan is getting married, he's mekabel tainus, and he's a chef, and he's cooking, let's say, he's cooking food for his wedding. He's the chosan, he's cooking the soup for the wedding. And he doesn't remember if he put in salt or not. So, and he's betainus today, took a net of tainus. Is he allowed to taste the soup and spit it out? That's what Taisus learns. Is he permitted to be matemis mahu? Is it permissible to be toyim on a tainus? Tainus yochid, is it permissible to be toyim? And that says he's toim a pilot, he's going to taste it and spit it out. So the Gemara has a shalosh, should I say, achila shtia kabbal alei, tim aloi kabbal alei, he was mekabel tainus, he was only mekabel tainus, achila shtia. He never accepted tim. Or should I say no, that maybe the tim is also included. So this is quotes Rabbeinu Hananel at Gemara in the second parak in Brachas. The Gemara sofik only was by a tainus yochid, that you are mekabel ned a tainus, what's included? So what's included in the Loshan HaNeder? What did you mean when you took the Neder? Did you only mean Achila Shtia? Did you even mean Te'ima as well? What if it's one of the tiniest Haksuvim? What if it's Zechariah? Where does it say Tzomar Aviv, Tzomar Shaviv, Tzomar Chamishi? That's in Novi Zechariah, I think. When they built the second Beis HaMikdash, the Balabatim, Master Kohanim, and the Beis HaMikdash, they still have to fast on Tisha B'Av. When I was a little boy, they made Hakamas Amedina, so the Balabat Master, we still have to fast on Tisha B'Av. It's a legitimate question, so the Rabbanu gave a legitimate answer. Yes, They don't have the Beis HaMikdash yet. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash yet. But then they did build the Beis HaMikdash. They built the second Beis HaMikdash. So what was their Shaila? Because the Beis Sheni was missing so many things. The Psukim say in Novi that the Zikanim, who were 80 years old, they remembered the first Beis HaMikdash. This is a fake. This is a Ka'ayim Benim. This is not a real Beis HaMikdash. It was Chosah, so many different things. So that's why they had a Shaila. Maybe they still have to fast on Tisha B'Av. It's not clear what the answer was. So that's called Tanya's Haksuvin. The Tanya's that I mentioned in Tanakh and Sefer Zechariah. So Tosis says, the whole Kula that the Gemara says, Matemis, Toima, Poilet, and Zmutter, is only on a Tanya's Yochid because B'nedorm Halocha, Chaloshim, and Yodam, and Teima is not included in the Neder. But if it's a Tanya's that doesn't depend on your Kabbalah's Tanya, it doesn't depend on your Neder, so then Teima is also awesome. Yeah, why? So the Pashtus is that it's a Gzeira, Shema Yivla. We're afraid that it may swallow. What happens, let's say, I want to rinse my mouth out on a tainus. I want to rinse my mouth out with water. So the Pashtus says, you shouldn't be allowed to rinse out with water. It may swallow. But let's say you're going to rinse with mouthwash that tastes awful, that you would never have a minute to drink. You're not interested in drinking. That's from the Gemara, would appear that should be muta. Pashto says that's muta. If a person takes a bottle of mouthwash and he drinks it, so that's, it's not royal achilo soda, but if he sits and he drinks it, so that's midirabana, that's also, that's called achshave. Let's say it's trefa mouthwash, or he's taking mouthwash on a tainus, and he sits and he drinks it. He drinks a whole bowl, he drinks a whole bottle full. So actually, that's machlekes rishonim, machlekes the Rosh and the Ramban. Let's say Abchamin shoval about Pesach, that's also the Rabbanan. But if nisam achilas adam, it's not royal achilas adam. So in Shulchan Aruch we pass like the Rosh that it's also the Rabbanan because of Achshavei. I sit and I eat it. I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it's still royal achila. Let's say I have pills, I have a capsule or some trephus, a liver pill. The liver is an Nevela liver, and they made it into powder. If they would put this on a table at a wedding, you have a bowl full of pills, no one's going to swallow the pills. It doesn't taste good. It's not real achila. So the Pashto says that there is no achshavei over there. Achshavei is only if you sit and you eat it like popcorn. You take one, another one, another. If you take a whole bottle full of pills, you take 150 pills, okay, like popcorn, so that will be achshavei. But if he takes one pill a day, every couple of hours, takes a pill, the Pashto says that's not Akshavei. Everybody knows that. That's a medication.
Does Akshavei ever work on the level of the Raisa?
There's a famous Ritva, famous because the Avne Miluim made it famous. Avne Miluim, it's a Sefer on Eben Ezra by the author of the Ktzois. So at the end of the Sefer, he has a few Shadows of Chuvas. So one of the Chuvas, he quotes this Ritva in the end of Makkos, that the Tana who says, Rab Shimon and Mishnah Malkus in Makkos holds Kol Shehu LaMakkos that if you eat Chatzis Shir, it's Yoloike. We pass on Chatzis Shir. There's no Malkus. There's Machlek Zabiach Meishlokas, but Asam Atar Asam Derabbanan. We pass on Rab Yechon Chatzis Shir Asam Atar. But Rab Shimon holds that if you get Malkus for it, it's an Issa Deraisa. So the Ritva there on Makkos has this pshetel that answers a couple of kashas. The Avnei Miluim shows how it answers a whole bunch of kashas. That the reason why Rab Shimon holds Kol Shehu LaMalkus, because he say achshavei, he sits and he eats it, so he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, that's called achila.
If a person is using mouthwash, or let's say he's brushing his teeth on a tannis, is it mutter to wash out the mouthwash with water? Do we say that there's a gzera that shema yivla on that water, or he's just using it to wash out his mouth from the mouthwash? So that would be mutter.
That's a strong point. Pashtus is when once the water gets mixed in with the mouthwash, it's also not real achila. No one would want to drink that. I don't know. It could be that it should be mutta. I don't know. Yeah. Let's say a person has some serious medical condition and he has to take a pill on Yom Kippur. So the pill is not real achila. You don't say achshavei on a pill. He's not eating a ton of it. That it should be achshavei. But let's say he can't take the pill. He has to swallow the pill with some liquid. So if he's a chodesh yesh b'sakana, so he got no choice. Let's say he's not a chodesh yesh b'sakana. There's an issa refuah on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so you have to ascertain what's the story. You're taking a pill is a shalaf and refuah. So the Mishnah Brewer is Mekel. If the fellow is a Cholosh Ein Sakana, the Issa Refuah is lifted. Not everybody agrees. Mishnah Siankim has a tshuva. He doesn't agree. He thinks that only a Cholosh Ein Sakana is allowed to take Refuah B'Shabbos. But we don't follow that. Even though he has a good argument for Nigmar, we don't follow that Mishnah Siankim. We follow the Mishnah Brewer. He says that that a Cholosh Ein Sakana, there's no Gzeira the Rabbanon of Refuah. So let's say the fellow is a Cholosh Ein Sakana. He has to take a pill. If he doesn't take a pill, whatever, he's going to have the hiccups. He's not going to die. So it's going to be very annoying on Yom Kippur. So he wants to take the pill. Okay. Whatever a person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally, that's called the Chodesh Ein B'Sakana. But he's not allowed to swallow. He can't swallow without a liquid. So what's he going to do? Not allowed to swallow with water. So the Rabbanim years ago, they used to say, years ago, Listerine used to be a mouthwash that didn't have a good flavor. It used to taste awful. Now it has a pleasant flavor. But years ago, they used to taste awful. So they said, take a little Listerine. You're not going to die. You're not going to get sick if you swallow a mashu of Listerine. So they said, you swallow a little bit mashkin, that's not roi lishtia. So that's mutam and atar. It's also from the Rabbana because of achshaveh. Achshaveh is only if you drink a whole cup of it. You demonstrate that you're interested in drinking it. As far as you're concerned, it is roi lachid. But if you just take a mashu of Listerine in order to swallow the pill, so just like the pill is not Rai L'Achila, so the Listerine is not Rai L'Achila, so that's not an Achshavei. That wouldn't be an Issa. There's a very difficult Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer quotes a Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim has a lot of unusual things that don't correspond living and dead to what it says in the Gemara. So most of the Sefer Hasidim are not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Whatever is not quoted for sure, we don't have to worry about. What is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch also. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, let's have a person ate, he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, a person ate so much on Yom Kippur, he stopped. So he wants to stick his finger in his throat in order to throw up, in order to vomit. So he says he shouldn't do it because when the vomit comes up, he may swallow some of the vomit. He's not interested in swallowing the vomit. The vomit is Nifson Achilo Sodom. So what is the concern over here? What's the Achshavi? What's going to be over here? It's a strange Sefer Chassidim. That's the Sefer Hasidim has the Tzavos of Rabbi Yehuda Chosin. There's all kinds of strange things there. So they tell the story that the Vad Arba Rotzis, the Maharam Lublin and the Marshal, they used to sit in the Vad Arba Rotzis. So they're once discussing whether the Tzavos of Rabbi Yehuda Chosin is only for his descendants or it's for all of Klal Yisrael. So they say the Marshal said, I am a descendant from Rabbi Yehuda Chosin and my name is Shmuel Eliezer, and he has in the Tzavos of Rabbi Yehuda Chosin, you should name any children, not Shmuel, not Eliezer. I'm a descendant, and even the family doesn't observe it. Even the descendants don't observe the Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chosin. So that's a shaila d'chlal about the whole Sefer Chassidim. The whole Sefer is so strange. It has such strange things that doesn't correspond living and dead to anything in halacha. How are you supposed to deal with that? That is a shaila. Anyway, so we have the Chamisha Inuim. So the most famous one, according to Rabbi Natan, that's the only one that's there, right? He says, Achila Shtia. Good. So we know a little bit about that. Then there's a din of rechitza. So the Gemara, we assume only rechitza shel tainik is also. Rechitza sheni shel tainik is mutter. Well, what's the definition of rechitza shel tainik? We assume whenever the rechitza is mitzuref ledavar acher, then it's not called rechitza shel tainik. If it's not mitzuref to anything else, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not even allowed to dip your pinky into cold water. Even though nothing, you don't get any hanah from that. All rechitza is automatically labeled as rechitza shel tainik. Unless it's mitzuref for davar acher. So what's mitzuref for davar acher? So let's say a person has dirt on his face. Soot on his face, or whatever. Dirty. And he's walking in the street, and the legs are all full of mud. He walked in a mud puddle. So to wash off the mud is not called mechitza shel tainik. Or a person is a chayla. A chayla shein b'sakana. And if he walked so much in order to get to shul on Yom Kippur, and his legs hurt, if he'll wash his legs with warm water or with cold water, whatever, it'll hurt less or something like that. So it's also not called b'chitza shel tainik. Or if a person, his tummy has to go to mikveh. So the Gemara says also, Gemara in Shabbos says, he's allowed to be toivel, Gemara in the end of Yuma also, Gemara in Shabbos, you're allowed to be toivel on Yom Kippur, kol chavit tefilas toivel kedarkan. Whoever his tummy is allowed to go to mikveh. So there, Taisus and Masech Shabbos has two different girsas in the Gemara. There was a machloikis in the days of the Gemara whether tefillah bizman a mitzvah or tefillah bizman a lab mitzvah. is there a mitzvah? When it says in the Chumash Beracha, it's a psar b'mayim v'tohir. Is that a mitzvah that every time a person becomes tameh, he should go to mikvah become tohir? Oh no, it means im yitvul the mikvah yiyatar, im lo yitvul lo yatar. But it doesn't mean that it's a tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. It doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to be tohir. It's a rishus. If you'll be tohir, you'll become tohir. How do we paskin? So in the days of the goyim, apparently roiv of the goyim held tefillah b'zman is mitzvah. These are the Bali HaTaisvus, also Machlekas, Rabbi Natam and his brother-in-law. Taisvus in Yuma Court, Rabbi Natam had a Machlekas with his brother-in-law, and Rov HaRishonim Paskin, that Tvilib is Man Alav Mitzvah. So Taisvus had one Girs in the Gemara that Kol Chab Tvil is Tevil and Kedark, and you're allowed to be Tevil. Anyone who's Tom is allowed to be Tevil and Mikvah and Yom Kippur, that's not called Bechitz and Shaltainik, that's only if it's a Mitzvah. And since Rov HaRishonim hold that Tvilib is Man Alav Mitzvah, so then you shouldn't be allowed to. The Taisa rejects that Girsa. They think that that's not correct. It doesn't, it's irrelevant whether Tvila Bizman a mitzvah, Tvila Bizman a lav mitzvah, since the Tvila is mitzurah of the Tahara. The person is being Tevil in the mikvah in order to become Tahar. So that's not called Rechitza Shaltani. But then Taisa says that Bizman Azeh, that we're not Nizer and Tumah V'Tahara. The only people who go to mikvah are married women in order to be Muta L'Bailah. Everything else is irrelevant. As man is that we don't eat truma, we don't enter the Beis HaMikdash, we don't makriv korbanos. So the only thing that's relevant is hata lebaila and yom kippur she's asura b'tashmash amita. So just like we don't permit a single girl to go to mikveh because it just lead her to sin. Was a single girl going to mikveh? She's not allowed to have tashmash. She's not married. So on yom kippur also we don't permit a woman to go to mikveh because she has no hata lebaila. If we'll allow her to go to mikveh, she'll think that she's muteris lebaila. Let's say, strictly speaking, a woman is in Avelis. A woman is married and she's in Avelis. And it's more convenient for her. That tonight is the night she's supposed to go to mikvah. But strictly speaking, it's not called rechitza shaltaine. One is in Avelis Shiva, is also berechitza. Strictly speaking, should be mutter, but she's in Avelis. So in Avelis, there's an iser, tashmash amita. So she's not allowed to go to the mikvah. The shaila is, what if her husband, the woman is married, she's not in Avelis. Her husband is in Avelis. So she's not in Avelis. Is she allowed to go to mikveh because it's not Mata Labayla because the husband is in the middle of Shuv? So there's an interesting tshuva in the Maharam Shik. I don't remember what he paskins, but I remember the historical background. Rabbi Shlomo Breuer, who was the father of Rabbi Yosef Breuer, who ran away from the Nazis and founded the Breuer's community over here in Washington Heights. Rabbi Shlomo Breuer was an Ungarische. He came from Hungary. And he married Rabbi Hirsch's daughter. Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch's daughter. So Rabbi Shlomo Breuer was engaged to get married and was going through Hilchas Nida, so he sent his shaila to his Rebbe, the Maram Shik. If the husband is in Avelis and the wife is not, is she allowed to go to mikveh or not? She's not in Avelis, but he said no, but she's not with Teres Labai. I don't remember what the answer was, but it's an interesting shaila.
Have you
ever got
the
shaila over? No. I never had the shaila. Now I'm not in the practicing rabbi anymore, so hardly anybody asked me any shaila. Yeah. I was in the practicing rabbi. I had a very, my shul was a very tiny shul. So they never asked me that shaila. I had the first Yom Kippur, I had a shaila. There was one woman there, who a very young woman. She was. She had some kind of medical condition. She had to eat on Yom Kippur. So that was it. And then I was only the rabbi for 5 years. So Kol Zman I was the rabbi, she was alive. A week after I retired from the rabbinate, she passed away. She passed away in Chol Moed Sukkos. I left the rabbinate after Yom Kippur. I don't know. Yeah.
I think he said it's a good idea to
be left. Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you. Rechitza is also on Yom Kippur. When you wake up in the morning, do you wash the tefillah or not? So the Rambam writes that on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, when Rechitza is also, we don't wash the tefillah or not, so you don't say the bracha on the tefillah or not. The Rambam holds that the bracha on the tefillah or not applies even before Mincha and Ma'ariv also. Whenever you wash the tefillah or not to daven, you say a bracha. We are machmer. We're supposed to be machmer like the Rambam. We're supposed to wash your hands before you daven Mincha and Ma'ariv. Many people are lazy, we don't do it, but we're supposed to do that. But misafik, we don't say a bracha, because other rishonim say that that's not why you say the bracha. So we Ashkenazim usually follow the Tosis. Tosis says on the Gemara and Yuma, the last paragraph in Yuma, that if you're not going to wash your hands, there's some kind of a ruach roa that's called shivsa, the chara ali adaim. If you're going to touch the baby, or you have to feed the baby, you're going to touch the food, you're going to touch the baby, it's going to be a problem of ruach roa. So Tosis says, just like you're permitted to wash your feet if they're full of mud, if it's filth. On his face or on his body, you're allowed to wash it off. So this is also like filth. If you have ruach ra, this is also like filth. So that's what we assume. You're permitted to wash your hands, but only the bare minimum that the halacha requires. How much does the halacha require? So that's the Gemara in Kolabosar, towards the end of Chulin. The Gemara says, how far do you have to wash until it's your diet? The Gemara says, up until there. Where's there? So the old Gemara don't have any photographs, doesn't have an art school picture. So the Gemara says, up until Ara Perik, up until the Perik. And for Duchening, you have to wash to the next Perik. So Rashi learns that for Natilus, you're dying for bread and wake up in the morning, Ara Perik till the wrist. For Duchening, you have to wash till the elbow. So obviously, nobody washes till the elbow, so obviously, we don't paskan like Rashi. But in Shulchan Aruch, it says, it's Kedai to be Machma like Rashi, so that's the common practice. Everybody washes till the wrist all year long. Because Tosis holds Ara Perik, when you wake up in the morning, when you wash for bread, you wash till the end, till the knuckles, till the end of the fingers. And when you wash for Duchening, you have to wash till the wrist. A lot of times you see a Kohen, he has his watch all the way down over here, and he's washing until it's time for Duchening. The water's going to go on the wristwatch. So the Levi pours the water less. That's Keneged Adin. Either you have to go like Rashi all the way till here, they go like this, you have to wash till the wrist. You can't wash less. Less than the wrist, that's for Hamoitzi, and that's for waking up in the morning. But for Duchening, the Gemara says, till the next parak, till the next one. So all year long, we're choshesh for Rashi, may as well, we have water. They tell a story about Rabbi Sol Salant. I think they have this story printed. He once visited, they didn't have running faucet like we have now. So they had to schlep water from the well, and they had a bucket full of water, and they used to wash their hands with the water. So he was once eating by someone else, so he only washed mamish till the knuckles. He didn't wash the whole hand. And somebody asked him, the minig is everybody's mach. He said, it's not right, I should be mach when someone else's expense. The maid is going to have to schlep more water. So that's not right. So that's when you're washing teeth for bread. So mikra adin, it's up until the end of the fingers. So all year long we're machmer to wash till the wrist. But the Bisyesu says you should always say b'li nera. The first time that you wash, a year before Bar Mitzvah, one can take Nedarim. That's called Muflos Amuglish. So when a person observes a Minik Toiv, so then it becomes binding Mitam Nedim Midi Rabban. That's a Gemara and Nedarim and after as well. If you observe a Minik Toiv, it's binding Mitam Nedim Midi Rabban. So a year before Bar Mitzvah, so the Nedarim are not binding at all. So the first time a person washes a year before Bar Mitzvah, he should say B'li Nedim. We don't have to say B'li Nedim, because by us, everybody knows already. From kindergarten, from elementary school, they teach you on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur you wash till here, and all year long you wash till here. We don't know why. That's what they told us. We don't have to say believe that. It's built into the minig. Minig Toiv is all year long wash till here, except for Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. But that they say so is relevant for other things. Whenever a person observes any midas chasidus, you give my six suffering, or anything else you do, you should always say believe that. At least have in mind, or say believe that, so it won't be binding.
All year long.
That I never saw. I don't know. So the Gemara says in Saita, the Gemara says when the Kohanim Duchen is supposed to wash, the hands before they go to Duchen. So Tosis there has machlokes. Do you have to have netila samuch lebracha? Do you have to? Can you rely on the netilas yadam you had before you went to shul and shachris in order to Duchen and shachris and musav? Do you have to wash immediately before you're about to Duchen? So that's 2 days in Tosis. So that's why we're machmer in both directions. We're machmer to wash again before you're about to duchen, but then we're machmer not to say a bracha, because maybe you said the bracha on the tilas adam that you said in the morning. Maybe you don't have to wash again the second time. Maybe you don't need takef. That's a shaila. What if the kohen washed his hands in the morning, then he went to the bathroom in between? So for sure he touched the shoes, whatever. So for sure he has to wash again. So then he should really say a bracha on the tilas adam. before he washes for the duchening. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Pesach Reinim came up with a new deal. Maybe they were never Masakan Ebracha on the Natilis Yadayim for duchening. It's a difficult svara. The Pashtus says they should say Ebracha. But the minig is that nobody, they can't and don't say Ebracha on the Natilis Yadayim for duchening. So basically the minig is because they rely on the Bracha that they said in the morning, the first Natilis Yadayim. That's why the Dogon Rava, the Nerdiv Yehuda, and it's a Oris printed on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, says everybody else who washes their hands, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a Levi, so I wash my hands on Yom Kippur, in the morning I only wash till here. But a Kohen who's going to be lay on the Bracha until the Sedaim in the morning, not to have to say a Bracha later, when he washes his hands again before he duchens, so you should wash in the morning till the wrist. If he only washes till the fingers, so there's nothing to rely on. The Medina he has to wash again, and he's assuming not like that Mishnah Berurah B'Shem De Levush. I think De Levush came up with this idea. Levush always has difficult statements.
He's not relying on the washing, he's relying just on the bracha. I mean, when I make the bracha in the morning, it's still a good bracha. When I wash until the night.
No, but you can only rely on the bracha if there's a shita that you don't need take care of the netila bracha. So you can rely on it till you did in the morning. But if you only wash to the knuckles, so then for sure you can't rely on that. Then you should wash again with the bracha before you duchen. So Nadi Yehuda says that the kanim in the morning, they should wash till the wrist. Haint bizmanazeh, the kanim don't get to duchen and musaf till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It takes forever. There's so many people. So Mustama, for sure they went to the bathroom. No? From 6 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Some they went to the bathroom in the middle. And we have the minute, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, who quoted this, I think, from the Levush, that the Kohanim never say a bracha. So they shouldn't wash till the wrist in the morning. The Dogma Vav is working on the assumption that if you wash before Netilah, you should say a bracha, unless there's what to rely on that you washed in the morning. Yeah, but Baba Yasma never say a bracha on Netilah for Duchen. And for sure the Kohen's going to have to wash again later, before Duchen's at 4 o'clock. So Mustama, that dogma of Abba is irrelevant today. The Zohar has a meaning that before you have the Levi pours the water on the Kohen's hands. So before the Levi pours the water on the Kohen's hands, the Levi pours water on his own hands. This doesn't appear in the Gemara. This is a meaning from the Zohar. Many Levim don't have that meaning. So the Achrayim say that on Yom Kippur, if the shul has this meaning that the Levi washes his hands before he pours the water on the Kohen's hands, the Levi is allowed to wash his hands on Yom Kippur also, but it's not called Vechitza Shaltani. He's doing it in the line of duty. Shvera Kula. The same thing, the Gemara, the very last daf in the last Amid Beis, the Mesicht ends on Amid Aleph, Yuma. So the last Amid Beis in Maseches Yuma talks about Takana Ezra. Ezra made 10 takanas. The Gemara, the end of Perek Merubim, Babakam, Ezra made 10 takanas. So one takana was that a Balkari is not allowed to daven, is not allowed to learn. Then the Gemara says in the later, many generations later, in the days of the Tanoim, so they repealed that din with respect to learning. What about with respect to davening? Did they ever repeal that? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Novi, Halo called Dvarika Eish. Yom Hashem, Ha'esh, Enim Makabal Tuma, Dimitari, Enim Makabal Tuma. So a person who's a Balkari is permitted to learn. The Gemara never says Beferish, is he permitted to daven or not? So that's Machlaikas, the Rambam and the Rabbi. So the Rambam says, once they did away with the Takana for learning, they did away with the whole Takana also for davening also, Balkari is permitted to daven. Then the Rambam adds on in the Mishnah Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam can testify on me that I always go to mikveh before I daven, but it's a Chumra. Mikveh, then you don't have to. Very interesting. The guest Mishnah says, if you don't have to, so what is he wasting his time? If you don't have to, you don't have to. He says, no. Takana says he really is correct. It should have been such a Takana. But the reason why they repealed it is because it was Rav Atzib and Yecholim Lamed Boy. But for the Hasid, the Manche Maisa, like the Rambam, the more correct is that they should observe it, because the Takana does have room. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Mikra Din, once he did away with the Takana says for learning, did away with Gamre.
Where does the Rambam say that?
In Hilchas Tfilah. Yeah.
And he says about in there also, he says about himself?
Yeah. Sa'adi Bam Raimim, I think he writes, that he always goes to mikveh. He's a hidden chassid. Yeah. And the Ravid, we don't have a Ravid there, but we're missing a lot of Ravid. So the Rosh quotes the Ravid disagreeing with the Rambam. The Rosh holds not. The Rabbi holds not. The end of the second paragraph of Brachas, the Rosh quotes that the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. He says they only repeal the Takana with respect to learning, then every repeal with respect to davening. So the meaning all over is like the Rambam, that you don't. So there's a Sefer, Shabbos and Shulis Menah Shabbayim, by Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. His name is also Yankif, and they also called him Rabbi Natam, Yankif Ishtam. So he has funny shilas. He used to ask in Chalaimus. He used to dream that the angels are, he's asking shilas to the angels, they're giving him answers. They usually gave non-committal answers. They didn't give, should we wear tefillin to Rabbi Natam? He doesn't give a straight answer. He never gives a straight answer if anything. Okay. As a child, what value is the whole in the recent edition that the Mosar Rav Kook printed has a long hakdama by Rav Ruv and Margolius? What value is the whole sefer of Loi Boshamayim? We're not supposed to listen to what the angels tell us anyway. Okay, in Shulchan Aruch sometimes we do. Maharam Ritmerk had a few dreams also, so sometimes we paskan like his dream, sometimes we don't paskan like his dream. So that's a shaila. How did they decide when we ignore the dream, and how do they decide when we dibach halom slam alav lo meridna, and how do they decide when we do, when we are choishes for the dream? Beis Yosef, that's not dreams. Beis Yosef had a magid who was giving him comments, running comments on what he writes in the Beis Yosef. He says, you're right on this, you're wrong on this, and that's not pshat in the Rambam, and he gave him a lot of Kabbalah. I don't know if he ever paskins anything based on the magid. I don't know if there's anything lahalach. I don't know.
It would be in the same status, though, in terms of if you would listen to the magid. Is that the same status as the dream with the angel?
Could be. So in the sefer Shabbos Shulis Ben Hashemayim by the Rabbeinu Yankev, by the Rabbeinu Tam's Talmud, Rabbeinu Tam, so he asked the shaila, what's with they're going to mikvah for davening? What is it? Machlokes Arishanim. What's the din? So he gives up the non-committal answer. Perhaps I think he says Aseres Meitshuva. That's where it comes from. Just like when Machma Aseres Meitshuva about Paspalter and some Machma other things Aseres Meitshuva, great Lot Kosher, whatever. And Cholavakum, Cholostam, okay, so that's where it comes from. That people go to mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, not a kosher mikvah, they go, because to take off Takana says it can be Maim Shuvim also. So a men's mikvah, but the Dambra B'Shtibel, it's not kosher for women, it's only a mikvah kosher for men, for Takana Ezra, because the Gemara says Maim Shuvim is good. So some recommend you should be Choshish and Aseres Meitshuv. Others say the chasen should be choshish, the bal tefillah should be choshish, and aseres meitshuva. Yeah, that's a shaila. That the pashtus says that's where it comes from. They're going to mikvah erev Rosh Hashanah. The pashtus says because b'choshish for the ravid sheet and aseres meitshuva, b'machma for things that all year long we make a lot. The Rosh at the end of Yuma, the very end of Yuma, quotes Rav Sadi going that when you should go to mikvah erev Yom Kippur, you should say bracha ala tefillah. What is that based on? So the Rosh understood the Rav Sadi going to mean Chayiv Adam Matayr Atzma Beregel applies not only to the Shulda Shigolim, but it even applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He's not happy about that. He thinks that it's not correct. So some understood, no, that Shabbos, the Kedusha Sayyam is so powerful, Shabbos will have an effect on you even if you're Tomei. But Yontif, the Kedusha Sayyam is less, even Yom Kippur is less than Shabbos, so the Kedusha Sayyam will only have a positive effect on the person if he went to mikveh in advance. If he doesn't go to mikveh, he'll miss out. He won't have the full experience of the Kedusha Sayyam. That's what some Mekubalim say. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni HaShas, I think on Chagiga, has a tiny has a Gemara beferish Natsa, that even on Shabbos he should go to mikveh before. Even though the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos is so much more powerful, the Hasidim are going to mikvah only for Shabbos and Yom Tov. They don't go all week long. Anyway, but the pashtus is that the...
Does Rebbe think it's Shabbos to go Erev Shabbos?
Pardon me?
Does Rebbe think it's a good comment to go Erev Shabbos?
If that person has thought, yeah, why not? I remember my son got married in Montreal. One of my sons got married in Montreal. Married a girl from Montreal. So they took him to see the Toshe Rebbe. So the Toshe Rebbe said, oh, you're getting married? From now on, you have to go to mikveh every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom. So he does. He goes to mikveh. They took him to get a bracha from the Toshe Rebbe. The bracha was chal. He has a very happy marriage. He has a lot of children. He's learning well. Everything is going well for him. So he goes to mikveh, I think, every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom. Okay.
Could that be the one, sir, that you can just stand underneath a shower for some amount of time? That would be, let's say, the...
Takana says, or the Gemara says, for a chayla. For a chayla, so you can have teisha kabin of water poured on you.
Well,
you shouldn't do that. You should go in a real mikveh. But it doesn't have to be a kosher mikveh. A mikveh, maim shum, is also good. Vis-a-vis Takana says, even though it's not mitar the person. Well, bath, you don't submerge under the, you don't submerge under all the water. If you have a very deep bathtub, huh?
You have a big bath.
You have to be tovel the whole body. Okay, that would be good. That would be fine. Yeah. The Gemara says it shouldn't be a bathtub that's on 4 feet. It should be mechuba lekarka, because even though maim shuvim is good, but it's not tefillah bekeli. To be tovel in the kli, that's the Gemara brachas. Tovel in the kli. That's worse than being tovel amayim shuvim. That's not acceptable. Yeah, but others say that the Rav Sadigan, he didn't mean because of Takanas Ezra, and he didn't mean because Chayvarim Taratz Meberegal. The Rav Sadigan, the Pashto Dorach HaShulchan writes this, and others write it as well. The Rav Sadigan meant that it's a mitzvah men haTorah to be tovel on every Yom Kippur based on Pasuk Lefnei Hashem to Torah. Before Yom Kippur enters, everyone should go to mikvah. Ad mitzvah menater, a new pshat.
If we are choshesh for that, when you have to go to a kosher mikvah, you can't go to the
then you have to go to a kosher mikvah. According to that pshat, the Rav Sadigan meant the one who wrote the Sefer Mitzvah, Rav Sadigan, Rav Yerucham Pella, he was a businessman in Europe. So he was quite a learned businessman. So he took a poem that Rav Sadigan wrote where he lists off, the poem was intended to rattle off all the Tariq mitzvahs, probably, and Shavuos in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah or something. So he works out the whole shita of what Rav Sadigan consider a mitzvah, what not. So he learns also like the Aruch HaShul. He thinks also that that's what Rav Sadigan understood. Lefnei Hashem to Torah means before Yom Kippur is about to enter, we should all be toivel at a mikveh. Then it has to be a kosher mikveh. It's not just for Takana Sezer.
Poskim say you should go to Dafka kosher.
According to Rav Sadigan, yeah. They usually assume that it's because of Takana Sezer and Aseres Meitshuva by Machmer, like by Machmer and Paspalta. So it doesn't have to be a kosher mikveh, but according to Rav Sadigan, it should have a new pshat. He just discovered a new mitzvah. Then there's another din of Sicha. Sicha, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Sicha is only with the Rabban, holds all the Chamishinuim is only with the Rabban, and then the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Sicha Kishtiya, the Gemara says. Sicha Kishtiya, he holds that it's only in two cases, only by Yom Kippur and by Shemin Shal Truma. You think Sicha Kishtiya is only with the Rabban? They only instituted it in these two cases, they never instituted anywhere else, and it's only in Shemin if it's liquid. You have a piece of chalev and you rub it on the skin, even though the schmaltz gets absorbed into the skin, or you take soap, and the soap sometimes has chalev, expensive soaps sometimes have chalev in them. They pick up all the chalev from the slaughterhouses that people don't want to eat, and they put it into the soaps. The cheap soaps don't have chalev, but the expensive soaps have chalev in them. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramos says you're not allowed to use a bar of soap on Shabbos because it's a shaila of memachek, because you're making a new smooth surface. There are those who disagree. Mamachik is if you have a rough piece of wood and you sandpaper down, you take a rough surface, make it smooth. Or let's say the floor, my shoes are all scuffed, and I put on shoe polish and I smear shoe polish and I make it smooth. Or this floor is all sloppy and I pour on wax and I make the floor smooth. So I took a rough surface and I make it smooth. But if you take a bar of soap, it's already smooth. Then you use it. So you rub off a 16th of an inch. If you use the bar of soap enough, it disappears. Every time you use bar of soap, you rub off a 30th of an inch, or a 15th of an inch, or something like that. So you take a surface which is smooth, you're making a new smooth surface. So the Ramah is mechadesh at that sasa. There are others who disagree. So then the Ramah says, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, but on the weekdays you're allowed to, even though it has chalev in it. And the Vilna Mishneh Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon, who disagrees, and the Bi'ur HaGra, he says, no sichi kishtiya. You have to be machmir sichi kishtiya, not only, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that it only applies to Yom Kippur and to Shemesh Shel Truma, sichi kishtiya, even applies to Kol Terkula, and not like the Rabbeinu Tam, who holds only applies to Shemen in liquid form, even a bar of soap, which is in a solid form, you also say sichi kishtiya. So in Yom Kippur, sicha is also, unless a person has some medical condition. It says in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, if it's for medical purposes, then you're allowed to, provided that it's not in violation of the Isser of Refuah B'Shabbos. Then there's a din, nilas ha-sandal is also. So the Shaila is, what's the definition of a sandal? So you have to do chalitza. Chalitza v'cholza nal mi'al ragba. What is a nal? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. Is it only a leather shoe, or is it any shoe that's megan? Let's say in Holland, some people wear wooden shoes, taka. We used to have a student from Holland. They said some people, taka, wear wooden shoes in Holland. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. On the level of the rest, can you fulfill chalitza by taking off the wooden shoe, or taking off sneakers that has to be davka, leather or not? So the Balamor Paskins, any shoe that's megan, it's called the shoe for chalitza purposes. It's called the shoe for Yom Kippur also. The Rov HaPaskim don't accept the Balamor. The accepted opinion is that only if it's made from leather, and that's based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the way Yecheskel HaNavi describes the Ribbono Shel Olam brought the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim like delivering a baby. So you deliver the baby and wash the baby off, and you put on oil on the baby, and then you put on a diaper, and then you straighten out the legs, then you put on socks, then you put on shoes. You dress up the baby, and you comb the hair, you do whatever, if the baby has hair. Most of the babies don't have hair. So the Rebbeinu Shlom delivered the baby, he took care of Klal Yisrael, and he did everything, be'enolach tochash, and he put on nalayim, he put on shoes made from tachash leather. So tachash was an animal in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that they used, or estchoshim, they used the tachash leather. So that's the generally accepted opinion, that if the shoe is not made from leather, it's not acceptable for chalitza, and there's no issur to wear it on Tisha B'Av and Avelah Shiva and Yom Kippur. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that since, according to the Rambam, the Chamisha Inoyim is an issur deraisa, so there's room to be, it's kedai to be machma like the Balamor. Because I to be machmer that any sneakers, any shoe that's megan, he really should be machmer to treat it as if it's as if it is an isa nilas asam. So Rashi used to say, based on the lashon of Rambam, you have to be margish koshi ha'oretz. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shvisa Sosar, and he quotes the dinim of Yom Kippur. So he says, so Rav Soloveitchik used to say, you're allowed to wear sneakers provided they don't have arches. Arches means that the heel is higher up, so you're not margish koshi haaretz. But if you wear slippers, let's say, that are flat on the bottom, if you wear it long enough, it's going to hurt because you don't have an elevation by the heel. So he used to say you should try to be machma like the groa. You recommend you should be machma like the groa to wear sneakers without arches, to wear things without arches on Yom Kippur. If it's megan, yeah.
Isn't that also megan?
I don't know. He was only worried about the Loshan Arama, to be Margish Koshi Haaretz. It could be the Balamor would not agree. Because the Loshan Agamar is whether it's Megan.
So maybe you think Crocs would be an issue?
Crocs? I'm not familiar with Crocs. Doesn't have a heel? Probably has a heel.
I don't know.
Is it Crocs? So it's higher by the heel?
No.
Probably inside. On the bottom, it's like inside is probably an elevation.
It's high enough that you probably don't feel koshi aretz.
What?
I don't know if you feel koshi aretz when you're walking.
I don't know.
Isn't it mugging also, though?
Anyway, when you walk in the street, you should wear it. When you come to shul, you should take it off. Okay.
And
shul, what do you need?
Shul, you should just stand with your sock.
Yeah?
There's
room. That's what I do. There's room to be machmer over here. There is a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos that you're not allowed to carry in the street on Shabbos unless there's an Erev. You're allowed to wear shoes. Are you permitted to wear sneakers or not? So the Gemara seems to say it's totally zebizeh. If you hold that the sneakers are shoes for chalitza purposes, then you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. But if it's not considered shoes for chalitza purposes, then it's an Issa Hoitzah. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. It's very strange. Why? You're only allowed to wear shoes. And the tie you're not allowed to wear, and a shirt, and a jacket, and a yarmulke. Only shoes. So call it by different name. We wear socks. So call it kilts, call it some other name. Why does it have to have chalashem? It's a strange Gemara, but that's what it says in the Gemara. I don't understand the Gemara. So the Ran there is the Akasha, the Ran on Yuma is bothered with Akasha. we pask and you're allowed to wear any shoe other than leather on Yom Kippur, that's a Pesach HaMekubal, so you shouldn't be allowed to wear it, Chutz La'erev, because it's not a shoe. The reason why you're allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur is not a shoe, so it's a Nisa Haitza. So how can you wear it in the street on Yom Kippur, Chutz La'erev? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ran comes up with the Chiddush. You're not allowed to wear the sneakers Chutz La'erev on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but on Yom Kippur, when you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, then you're allowed to wear the sneaker Chutz La'erev. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear sneakers Chutz La'erev. Needs a little hesmer. Yeah, we mentioned that one of the Chamishinim is Tashmish Shamita, obviously for married people. It's also, so the Gemara in Mishnah and Psachim has a minig based on the Mishnah has a minig based on the Issa Tashmish Shamita, that some comes on a minig that Padavka there would be Madlik Neris, and some comes on a minig Davka not to be Madlik Neris. The Pashtus is that single people don't have a minig to be Madlik Neris on Erev Yom Kippur. The minig is only by married couples. And they light the Yahrzeit candle, they light in the bedroom. They don't leave it in the kitchen. Because the purpose is, if there's a light, so it's also the Shamish Mitosa La'oran there. So this is to prevent them from violating the Issa Tashmish Shamita. And whereas the other minig, Bedavka, not to light Neris, is based on the same idea, that he won't see how good looking his wife is, he won't see how appealing she is, so he won't have a desire to be with her, so this will prevent him from violating the din. But the Pashtus is, yeah, there's Machlekes, Ashkenazim, and Sephardim, whether one says a bracha or not. It's only a minute. So the Mechaber writes, one doesn't recite a minute when observing it. One doesn't recite a bracha when fulfilling a minute, like Chatzi Halam Rosh Chodesh. And the Ramah writes, so just like the Ashkenazim say a bracha on Chatzi Halam Rosh Chodesh, the Ashkenazim would say a bracha on Hadlokas Aneres, on Erev Yom Kippur. I don't remember. Gotta take a look. I don't remember. I thought it depends on the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. The Pashtus is, yeah.
Does Rebbe
Tishas
like, oh, sorry, the bracha on shoes and which one? The bracha in the morning,
Shasalik Otsarki. We recite all the brachas, even though we didn't hear the rooster crow. We didn't know all of these things. We didn't know, so we should say Shalosali Kol Tzarki, even if not. Mishneh Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon. You should say Shalosali Kol Tzarki till after the Yom Kippur is over. Matzoi Tisha B'av, Matzoi Yom Kippur, when you put your shoes back on after the Tanis is over, then you say Shalosali Kol Tzarki. The Mishneh Berurah in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar quotes a lot of Achrayim who say you can't say the Birchas HaShachar in the afternoon. It's supposed to be recited in Shachar, and Shachar is man. And here he quotes the Vilna Gaon, you should say it when you put on your shoes. No. So some are choshish for that, so they'll only say Shalosali Kol Tzarki after they put on the shoes, like the Mishneh Berurah quotes when the Vilna Gaon. And others say in the morning, because we say all the other brachas, even though we didn't hear the rooster crow, we say, they say Shalosali Kol Tzarki, even if he, let's say in the summertime, a guy wears sneakers all day long. He doesn't wear shoes. So he doesn't say the bracha shalosali kol tzarki. It do say shalosali kol tzarki, even if not wearing shoes. Yeah, a lot of people have a minig. The Mishnah says you have to be mechanech children to fast on Yom Kippur. So a lot of people have the minig that the last three tanesim that come before a child becomes bar mitzvah, you have the child fast, whatever the tanesim happen to be. So they quote in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that there are three dinim that depend on three times and all three are a mistake. He said this one is wrong. He said, there is no such thing. The Mishneh Berurah quotes the Achrayim, we're not mechanech children, the fast on Shivasa B'Tamis Tisha B'Av Tzami Gedalia and Asar B'Tavis, only Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Taino Shal Simcha, the others are Avelos, so we're not mechanech children to fast. Taino Sester could be, we should be mechanech, it's also Taino Shal Simcha. So that was one. The other one is, if you bring a Sefer Torah to the base of Ovel, only Mutah if you're laying three times in a Sefer Torah. So there's no marker for that. All Achraim said there's no marker. And what's the third one? He said when you come out of the bathroom, you have to wash your hands three times. So there's no marker for that either. You have to wash your hands till they're clean. So if the hands are very dirty, it's not going to be enough three times. Hands are not so dirty. Wash once is also good enough. That's the lashon that he said. There are three dinim that depend on three times, and all three are not non-existent. All three are not true. Yeah, what are you machanach and shalte first? So the different opinions in the Gemara, different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Some are of the opinion you never machanach and shalte first the whole day long until after his bar mitzvah. There's no chinuch and fasting all day, only chinuch l'shoes. The Rama says when Mekel, they had no money. They were so poor. The children were undernourished, so they were sickly. In America, the children are overnourished. Is it a problem of obesity? It's not a Jewish problem, it's an American problem. I thought it's only the Jews who eat cholin. Nachum are also overweight. Everybody's overweight in America. So over here in America, you don't have the kula from the Rama. So the Pashtas, the Rama says, 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, the boy or the girl have to fast all day, if they're up to it, if they're healthy. And 2 years before, they should fast half a day. Before 9, you should 10, 11, 9, 10, they should fast half a day. 11, 12, they should fast all day. And before the age of 9, you shouldn't allow the child to fast all day, even if he wants to on his own. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Shouldn't allow the children. Children always like to do like the parents, show that they're grown up, they're adults. They shouldn't let the child fast before. There's only chinuch on there's a big machlokes whether there's Yerushalayim has the kasha. Here the Gemara says there's chinuch and fasting on Yom Kippur. Then there's a Gemara in the end of Yibam, it's kot nechel nevelus and ein bezem mitzuvim hafrisha. Many paskin like that opinion. The kotin can eat chaza, ein bezem mitzuvim hafrisha. Let the kid eat all he wants. What happened to the din of chinuch? So the Rishonim have a big split, a big machlokes. What's the answer? So half of the Rishonim answer, there's only chinuch on mitzvahs, there's no chinuch on averus. The king can eat chazer all he wants. He's not mitzvah. But there's a concept of any mitzvah v'yosa on an essay. If the kid will fast on Yom Kippur, there's a key message. There's an aver if you eat. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you get malchus because it's a lav. We're not sure exactly where the lav is. And nevesh ha-shalos se'une, minichrusa. That doesn't say he lo tochlu b'yom kippur. It's a loshen over. It's not loshen osin. How is that a lav? It's a problem. Where's the lav for eating on Yom Kippur? But the Mishnah says you eat on Yom Kippur, you get malchus. Obviously, there's some kind of a lav. But in addition to the lav, it's a kiyum asay also. The Rambam writes, want to fast on Yom Kippur, I raise a kiyum mitzvah asay. So say half of the Rishonim say there's only chinuch on mitzvah, no chinuch on averus. So kot nachal nevelus, in beds of mitzvah lafrisha, there's no chinuch on averus. But fasting Yom Kippur, in addition to being a lav, it's also an essay. And other Rishonim say it's not an issue. No, there's chinuch hamitzus, there's chinuch an averus also. But chinuch is only the parents are mechuyim. Chinuch, acherem are not mechuyim. So ein bezem mitzuv and lafish. Bezem is not mechuyim. But the parents have to prevent their child from eating chazer. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the machmer and Hilchah Shabbos, there's a similar about chinuch habonim. So the machmer for both, that the parents should be mechanach their children both on lav and on essen. And acherim should amuchiv to be mechanach the child, even though it's not their child, on mitzvah saseh.
If the child is hungry
and has a
little headache, nothing major, can he
not
have to eat?
I mean, if it's the last 2 years before bar mitzvah, it's time to go home and rest up. Most of the people are not so sick. They make themselves sick because they stay in shul all day long. And they say pee with them and they get exhausted. So stay home and rest up in bed. So you won't have to eat. Okay. You chanach him whenever you can. But today he's supposed to fast on Yom Kippur. So you have to go rest up. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Should we continue tomorrow? We got to have a vote. Should we continue tomorrow with Hilchus Yom Kippur? Or should we load a little Kiddushim? So those who plan to be here should vote. Those who don't plan to be here are not entitled to vote. Okay.
9:15,
because I think we have to finish by 10:30 for the learn-a-thon. Okay.
I was wondering, my shul Rabbi J.J. Shachter gives a Shabbat Shuvah drasha every year. I was wondering, for one of the Yotzei.